Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. So this is a little bonus episode recorded live for Pod UK's online stream a couple of weeks ago. It features the fantastic Lizette Alvarez of Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services and a guest from another show you might already know. It was originally a live video stream, so there are a couple of small visual gags. So if you want to check out the video version, it's available on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. We hope you're doing okay and looking after yourselves. We can't wait to return with Season 3 very soon.
All right. Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. The following entry is for the Initiate Files. For reference, please see series marked under Battlebird Productions and Imploding Fictions. Today's date is May 30th. Moon is waxing gibbous, sun is in Gemini. This case is going to be filed under my tarot reading intakes. It's been a slow season, and I've tried to make sure my clients feel safe. So, I've expanded to virtual appointments. Eldritch has been kind enough to signal boost my advertisement on social media. Most of my tarot reading clients are from Southside, so I'm actually looking forward to reading new faces. Or cards. You know what I mean. Anyway, today I have two appointments. The first is someone named... Eldritch! Eldritch, did you forward the right email? I mean, they've confirmed the appointment, but the client is CC'd. Looks like some confirmation came from some kind of, I don't know, company email? Ugh, weird tagline. Whatever. So, we'll see if this Kilner shows up. The other client seems a little more straightforward, at least. Ah, looks like my first client is online now. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Stormfire?
Yeah, you can call me Kalila.
Right. Okay, so the spec wasn't exactly clear. Something about a reading? What are we looking at? Telecommunications? Cryogenics? Engine issues?
The tarot reading can be about whatever you want it to be.
Tarot? Could you just give me a minute? I just need to check on something.
Okay, sure. You did confirm the appointment for a tarot reading, right? You or, I guess, your employer, maybe? Confirmed.
You've got to be... This is... Even if this is for...
Whoa. We don't have to do this if you didn't consent.
Oh, the consent is implied. If Automnicon confirmed our appointment, I really don't have a choice.
Sorry, what?
Hang on, I'm just going to play this through. I think I must have skipped the end notes.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be partaking in a remote reading in or at the Stormfire Services. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Reading is to encourage receptiveness to obtuse critical feedback. Message ends.
Well, there it is. I'm happy to encourage receptiveness through the medium of remote tarot.
I've got to say, Kilner, right? I'm not really qualified for official performance evals or whatever Atomnicon thinks you need from a tarot reading. That's not really how this works. It's to get information about the internal or external state of your world.
I don't think you understand. I have to have this tarot reading. I don't know what it's like where you are, but let's just say that I would prefer some esoteric nonsense wasting my time than refusing a contract order. There are consequences.
Where exactly did you say you're located? Eldridge! What are you? No, hold on. What about the broadcast? No, what are you talking about? Hey, listen, Eldridge. No. You are not leaving. You gotta tell me what you're doing with this. What were you saying about the broadcast, though? Listen, no, Eldridge, no, you gotta... I don't know who this person or where they're actually coming from. Eldridge, you need to tell me what you've done. I'm so sorry. I sent out an internet ad, like, weeks ago, and I told Eldridge to signal boost it. Just to signal boost it. I didn't know he would boost it to, you know, other universes.
And Eldridge is your cat?
Yeah, he's been messing with my internet, apparently. Are you in space? Are you asking me for a reading in space?
Well, I mean, space is technically just everywhere. Right now, I'm parked in the outer bounds of the Horsehead Nebula spaceport.
Oh, sorry. This is just... Well, I've done some weird tarot readings before, but this is also pretty weird. This was a mistake. I'm pretty sure we're in different universes. You don't have to do this, really. I'll email Atomnicon to explain everything.
No. Don't do that. I mean, it's weird, but this might be the best outcome. Read me a couple of cards and we can move on.
Well, if that's what you want.
Let's just get this over with.
Okay. Well, if this is to appease some kind of internal performance assessment, I'm happy to do a quick reading on your current situation. Get a sense of what you need to know to help you out. Just to be really efficient. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. Thanks.
Right. So, I'm gonna shuffle my deck. We're going to go with a basic question of, what do you need to know about your work?
Okay, well, if we're going with broad questions like that, how about what is it that's going to truly satisfy my employer?
Good question. Now, this is about what might possibly make them more happy with your work and encourage them to focus on other pressing issues, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's see if I can pull out something useful. All right, so your card is... The first card is the tower.
That's... What does that mean?
If you can see the image, it's kind of like... Well, this shows like a big tree, but like imagine it like a tower being struck by lightning. And, you know, things are falling from the top.
Right. That's encouraging?
Well, if I were to interpret this feedback correctly, there's a shaky foundation to deal with. Something that, you know, can't last. Cracks being exposed. Mm-hmm. Things like that. You potentially have the opportunity to read the signs around you and act accordingly. About your work ethic, of course.
Yeah, of course. Anything else the deck can tell me?
Well, if you want another card read.
This time it's about a friend.
Do you want to know anything about this friend in particular? Okay, I can work with that. All right. So, the devil.
Right. Are you sure this reading is supposed to help?
I don't know what to say. Usually my readings have more to say. Maybe it's the cross-universe thing. I don't know.
You said your cat messed with your connection, so it reached into my universe.
Yeah.
Do you want me to change it back? It should be pretty straightforward. I can get remote access to your setup, cover the tracks that were left. You really don't want Automnicon to have an open line of communication to your world. Trust me.
That sounds wise.
Okay, I'll do that now. Tell Eldritch to make sure whatever magic you're making over there doesn't interfere.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, right. And... done. The access point should close off once I get off the call.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Well, that's my job. It's just nice to be able to work in a non-life-threatening situation for once. I mean, at least no more than usual, anyway. Right, I better get going. What do I owe you for the reading?
Oh, no charge, honestly. And I'll pay for the help with the internet connection, so you don't have to worry about your boss getting on your case. I don't know what the hell Eldritch did, but yeah, I appreciate not having to worry about cross-universe clients. Hard to follow up, you know?
I appreciate it, and I'd rather not deal with Automnicon's contract dispute hotline again.
I'm not the one stuck in a dystopic intergalactic loan company. It is literally the least I can do.
Well, if that's all, I guess I'll go.
Yeah. For what it's worth, thanks again. And good luck with the toppling tower.
Don't mention it. Seriously, don't mention it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Rate, review, subscribe, consume, review. Write a review for We Fix Space Junk now.
Well, Eldritch, I could really use a normal tarot reading right about now. A love spread. Yeah, that would be nice. A nice, simple... the next client is on.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I can't quite...
Hello?
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
God, I hate these machines.
What was your name again? Eldritch, did you send what the name was going to be?
I'm hearing something.
Excuse me. You're here for a tarot reading, right? I'm Kalila.
Should I turn off the lights?
I can't hear you. Now I can't see you at all. What are you... No. I saw you for a second. No. Eldritch, did you check the connection? Kilner must not have fixed the cross-universe signal correctly. Oh, God.
What if I...
Eldritch, no. Don't chew the... Well, if you were going to reset the router, why didn't you say so?
I'm sorry. Is your cat fixing your internet connection?
Hi. Yes. Eldritch is my familiar. He has much more tech know-how than I do.
How interesting. Tell me, is there a training school you sent your cat to, or is this something you taught him yourself? Could this be taught to, say, larger felines?
Oh.
You see, I have a client at a zoo that could use a rather specific skill set. I was going to put Joey in a tiger suit, but honestly, I feel this would be a little less Netflix original, and a little more...
You are here for a tarot reading, right?
Why, of course. Why else would I seek the services of a master of the magical arts such as yourself?
You'd be surprised who mistakes a tarot reading for something else. Your email said you just wanted a tarot reading. My website lists a couple of options for decks, spreads, types of questions. Did you get a chance to have a look?
No, I told Alvina to set up the appointment. She didn't say anything about, any of those other things. Your tarot reading thing is set for Saturday, says Alvina. You literally have better things to do than waste your time with fortune-telling, says Alvina. Don't you have, like, 53 tarot decks of your own, says Alvina. Bah, say I. We're here to pull back the veils of time, a peek into the future, dance in the mystery of fate. Why not just go for it, eh? Let the cards fall where they may, literally.
Okay, so you don't have a question in particular in mind?
Oh, I have many questions in mind, my dear Kalila. But I believe that sometimes it is knowing what you don't know that tells you what you most want to know. You know?
That's perfectly fine. I'm used to general readings. Let's make this free form. Now, normally I would get you to shuffle the deck yourself to infuse your energy into the cards, but I think since you have some experience with tarot, I can trust you can project your energy through the screen, remotely.
All right. Should I raise my hand like so?
Sure, that's fine. Now, take a deep breath and imagine sending your life, a part of yourself, if you will, into the cards.
Wriggly, wiggly, wiggly, woo, put me in the cards, the new. That's almost a rhyme, I suppose. Do you think that
sure,
did something with that? Do you feel me in there?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Now, take a deep breath. I think that should do it. I'm getting a sense that these should be in stages about your future. I'll pull two cards at a time, all right?
Ooh, I'm so excited. I wonder what the fates have to tell me. Could it be about my health? Ooh, or my money worries? Ooh, how about my deep, brief, yet intensely spiritual connection with my barber? I do miss that, dear girl. This lockdown has just been torture, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. Here are your first two cards.
Ah.
I pulled... Oh? Just a weird combination.
Oh.
The devil... and the lovers.
My.
So I'm getting a sense that on the one hand, you're dealing with, I don't know, like a deal with the devil. And I know a lot of people refer to the lovers card as a romantic card, but it can also mean the balance between different parts of yourself or different people in your life. What's interesting is that the devil card and the lovers card kind of mirror each other. One is about lies, and the other is about truth.
Ah, interesting.
I can pull the next two, get more information. Mm-hmm. Okay, huh.
Oh, again?
It's fine. I pulled death and the sun. Okay, so lots of major arcanas today. So, death can be a not literal death.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah.
Quite familiar with those.
It means something is ending, though. It's a bit indiscriminate about it. But on the other hand, there's like a victory in your personal life. Something to celebrate.
Not truly enlightening, but perhaps the next couple of cards will be more specific.
Sure. Yeah.
Well?
These cards aren't... They aren't in my deck. That's not possible.
Oh, now you must show me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't really know what to say about this. I can't. I have a really, really foreboding feeling, like something bad's gonna happen, like something deadly. And I.
Oh goodness! Is that all?
What?
I mean, it is quite obvious. The Amelia Project office kitchen needs refurbishing. Salvatore's been complaining about the backsplash under the cupboards for months. Some minor construction might feel a little bit of the end of the old Amelia, but I see now it is a death that we can all survive.
I'm not sure this is about kitchen renovations.
But as for the explosion, the sun, the lovers, you say? I do have a question, I think. One more card should suffice.
Are you sure?
Hmm?
You clearly know more about what all this means than I do.
Nonsense. I've never been able to spontaneously manifest cards that have never been in a tarot deck before in order to provide context for someone's impending fate. Now, about this last question. It's about a friend. Maybe not a friend per se.
I think I know who what you're talking about.
You do?
Trust me. I have a bit of a history in relationship-oriented magic.
Mm.
Okay, one more card, and then I think we can wrap this up. All right. Huh. I think this ties up the reading quite nicely.
What is it? What does it say?
It's the Two of Cups. So now, in most readings, I would say you have something to hope for. But I think considering the bombastic nature of the rest of your reading, this card tells me that there's some emotional vulnerability that needs to be had before true happiness and celebration can be found.
Hmm.
Fill each other's cup, if you will.
A nice shared cup of cocoa, perhaps?
Yeah, sure.
Hmm. Well, it's something to think about. Thank you, Kalila. This was quite the reading. I don't suppose you have anything else up your sleeve with regards to my destiny?
Well, I do have a question.
Oh.
What is the Amelia Project?
Ms. Stormfire, if you have to ask, you don't need to know.
Okay. Well, if you're happy with the reading, we can wrap up.
Oh, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
The, devil card. Is there any more information you can give me about that?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I have a feeling, like, you need to watch your back. Like, there are still pieces moving.
Mm.
A big chess game with really high stakes. I don't want to know anything you don't think I should, but I think you need to be careful. You're definitely in a line of work that requires vigilance.
Ha! Tell me something I don't know. Oh, well, I guess you did. Your concern noted. Well, I must get going. I have a few minutes before my next appointment, and I think I'll have a little chat with Alvina about my reading.
Great. Well, thank you for seeking my services, and good luck with that barber friend of yours.
Barber? What on earth are you talking about?
Never mind.
Oh.
Nice talking to you.
Cheers, Kalila Stormfire. Let me know if any more of that coven nonsense catches up to you.
What?
We at Amelia can help give you an out. Ta-da!
How did he know about the coven? I could use a nice cup of cocoa right about now. Eldritch, I think we can safely say you are not handling my business advertising anymore. End session. Thank you, everyone. My name is Lisette Alvarez. I'm the creator of Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. I want to give a chance to give everyone else on here some virtual bows. First, we'll start with Alan Bergen, who was the interviewer from the Amelia Project. Thank you, Al. Beth Crane played Kilner from We Fix Space Junk.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
And again, I'm Lisette Alvarez. I played Kalila from Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. And one second, I'm going to also bring in our special guest. This is Nitro, who played Eldritch the Cat. Thank you, Nitro. He doesn't want to play anymore. Thank you. Well, thanks again to Beth Crane from We Fix Space Junk, Philip Thorne, and Øystein Brager from the Amelia Project for your help with this script. Special thanks to Pod UK and Rock Salt Events for making all this possible. Please consider donating to Birmingham Community Health Center. Like this little fun crossover demonstrates, working together is more important than ever across continents and universes. Also want to give this moment to say Black Lives Matter. And if you have a chance, please support your local Black and people of color organizations and advocacy organizations. Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services will return for its third and final season on June 24th, 2020. Thank you all for watching.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.